Welcome back here in Merritt, here at Merritt High School in Elk City, as we get ready for the guys' side of things. Girls' game just wrapped up, the Hammond Lady Warriors, 48-36. They come out victorious. They led from the tip and came out really with a lot of fire and had a lot of energy early, coming back in a revenge game for them after dropping a game to this same Merritt team a week ago. And early, they got jumped out to a 19-9 first quarter lead, and then it was 32-14 at the half. Merritt Oilerettes actually won the last two quarters, just didn't win them by enough, as they really they buckled down on defense in that second half and started to hit some buckets, but just too much. Henley West, she had 11 points. She had a double-digit board. She almost had double-digit blocks in this one, and she was incredible down there low. Addison Walker also chipped in 12, and Jolie Walker was the hot hand. 16 points for the lone senior on this squad. Really came to play and shot it well tonight for Hammond, and she can catch fire quickly. She scored the first 5 points of the game and really had some big moments. Every time Merritt kind of got a little momentum, seemed like Walker took it away from him. Maylee Cheney had three. Harley Bankley had four. Terrence Failer chipping in two as well for Hammond. And for the Merritt Oilerettes, Daly Pollard finished with 13. She had a really nice game tonight. Made some big shots at the end to try to get him to claw back in it, but Oilerettes just couldn't get it inside in single digits and missed a bunch of foul shots tonight, which is ultimately their undoing. Riley Hartman had five. Jamie Peffer had four. Two for Daly Taylor. Three for Ella Porter. Ashley Sosa off the bench with a good game. She had five. And Bregan Barnett with three late there for the Oilerettes. Now it will be the guys' turn. They're going to flip it around. The Merritt Oilers, the home team, coming in 10-7, led by Coach Orrin Lobb in his second season. He's 23-16. He was formerly at Bennington, where he was the head coach, but he was a Calumet assistant, so he knows a thing or two about winning. He did a lot of that over in Calumet. This team did have seven state appearances. They went five times in a row, 2011 to 2015. For this Merritt Oiler squad, and they're looking to kind of, they got a lot of athletes on the floor, they got a lot of seniors, and they're going to play a lot of kids, and they're going to really try to make this a track meet, get it up and down, and try to pressure these Hammond Warriors. Team 2, the Hammond Warriors, coming in here 10-11. Already know their district assignment. They're going to open with Sharon Mutual, Tologa, and then Leedy is going to be waiting the winner of that. So they're going to have to win an opener to move on to the district final. Four state titles for this Hammond Warriors squad. Story basketball tradition, 90, 92, 85, 86, 19 appearances. They were just there in 2020, and this is a Hammond squad. It's had a little bit of heartbreak in the last year. They're all wearing their jerseys right now. Their white jumper jersey says Land on it. That's for Michael Land. Young, great, exceptional player, exceptional young man who passed away in a car accident almost exactly a year ago, as the date is coming up. So this team plays with a heavy hearts, a little bit of an angel on their shoulder, as this is a very hard hit to the Hammond community, to the Land family. And his brother is going to be out there, and he wears number 15 on the floor, Josh Land. He'll be one to keep an eye on all year long, as they're playing for the memory of their teammate and their friend. And the really just the community coming together to support that family was in tragedy, has been one of the most heartfelt moments we've seen in just something you couldn't, as a parent, you just can't imagine. And they're going to be playing for Michael here tonight, really every game for this season, by the girls and the boys, dedicated to him. But you can see those shooter jerseys out there right now. They're all wearing with his number and his name on the back. That's what Hammond has been dealing with, and it's been tough to go. They also lost their head coach, Kevin Brown, after three seasons. He came over from Duke. He was 59-29 with a great run, and he has 362 wins. He's 35th on the active list, so that's a big shoes to fill for Coach Tate Beer, and you remember that last name because his mom is the girls' coach. And Tate played actually college football. He was a Southern Nazarene receiver, and he went to Jenks High School, but he did win two state titles at Pawnee. He was the 2A basketball state tournament MVP, so just an athlete who could play multiple sports. And right now he's trying to get this Hammond team pulled in the right direction. Big game for them tonight to try to pull to 500. To get above 500 kind of heading into that postseason could be a big boost, kind of looking at that record and saying, hey, here we are. We're going to try to move in and play some good basketball now here in the postseason. Some names you want to know, we mentioned Josh Land, the older brother of Michael Land. Also Trey Torrance, a senior for Hammond. He was all-tourney at the Warrior Classic. He's their leading scorer. He had 13 points last week in this game. These two teams have met twice, and so far Merritt has owned this meeting between these two squads. As a 70-45, they beat them last week, and then 63-31, December 9th, the Oilers have won to both of these squads. And Nick Dornan had 19 points and 17 in the first quarter in that meeting a week ago. as Hagen Justice had 15 points as well in that game. So a lot of scoring can come from a lot of different places for the Oilers. We mentioned Hagen Justice, the senior, also Nick Carr. They're both on the homecoming court, both seniors, both good athletes. They can get you double digits at any given night. We mentioned Justice is 15. He's also a good perimeter defender for them. And Carr had 24 points in game one against these Hammond Warriors. So both of them can light it up. And that's going to be Merritt's biggest thing, trying to figure out who the hot hand is, get that guy the ball, because their score will change from game to game. And they're going to go out there and really can hit you from a bunch of different angles. And maybe a little bit underrated here, sitting at 10-7. We'll see. This will be another test. It's hard to beat a team three times. I know you beat them big twice, but very hard to kind of go in, take care of a team three times in a row, keep that energy up, and keep it moving if you're the Merritt Oilers. And if you're Hammond, you know, what do you got to lose right now? You're 10-11. You're going into this thing, and you've seen this team twice, so you know what you're going to expect. Key to this game for Hammond, forget the first two games and just play your game. They're going to have to not dwell on the fact that they have faced this team twice and lost to them big. For Merritt, start fast. Don't let them hang around. Don't let them start to feel like they're in it, or you're going to find yourself in a dogfight sooner rather than later. And we did talk to Coach Lobb, and he said if his team does have trouble in first quarters. This game was only 7-6 in the first quarter of game one. So you're not going to want to come out flat. You want to come out and take care of this as quickly as possible. For Hammond, you got to guard Dornan in the first quarter. He had 17 points. He had all 17 points in the first quarter of the game they played earlier. So this is one of those times where you've got to really lock down Dornan and make sure he doesn't go off on you. And for Merritt, consistency. Your lead scorer differs. You got to stop the scoring droughts and take care of business. Starting lineups tonight for the Warriors in the blue with the white jerseys. They're going to get things started here with number 3, Trey Torrance. We mentioned him, the senior. Number 5, Jackson Spikes, the senior. Number 10, Cleet Ivey, sophomore. Number 15, Josh Lamb, the senior. Number 30, Alex Little, the senior for Coach Beer. Coach Tate Beers, Hammond Warrior guys. And for the Merritt Oilers, their starter is going to be all seniors. They're going to start it out with number 3, leader in the clubhouse, or one of the leaders in the clubhouse. He's going to join Stetson Roper and Rocky Creed on the all-name team. Hagen Justice, just a fantastic name. So congratulations to Hagen's parents. Sounds like an 80s action star. Number 5, Zach Carr. Number 14, Nick Dornan, also seniors. Kobe Skelton, number 20, the senior. And number 44, Jace Hamilton, all seniors in the start. But you're going to see a lot of guys come off the bench. A lot of these guys are going to get into the game. But these seniors are going to start things out for Coach Lobb's squad. He's also assisted by Coach Keyshawn Smith. And Coach Beer going to be assisted by his mom, Leah Beer, the mom's girls coach, is going to assist Tate. His sister is on the bench as well, Tabor. So family affair here in Hammond. And now 44. Jace Hamilton, probably the biggest guy on the floor. It's going to be imperative on Hammond to know where 44 is and keep him boxed out. He represents the size here for the Oilers. So here we go. Time for the guys game here in Merritt. The Oilers and the Warriors getting ready to tip it off here. Round 3 between these two squads. This time from Merritt and not in the tournament. This is just a one-off game, and they're going to tip it off. It's going to be Trey Torrance tipping it up against Kobe Skelton. Merritt in the white with the black numbers. Hammond in the blue with the white numbers. And Hammond going to win the tip. Going to go back to Alex Little. And Warriors going to start with possession. Going left to right here as we're looking at it. And Jackson Spikes going to flip it all the way around to the corner. Torrance looking for room. Flips it back to Spikes. He's going to stop from the left elbow and shoot. It's going to go off the back iron. Won't go, and a rebound by Zach Carr. Quick shot there. Quick look by the Warriors. And back across the timeline comes Carr. He directs traffic. They swing it around. A quick three this time by Skelton, and he knocks it down in the corner. First time he touched the basketball, putting it up quick, and Skelton starting out hot. Back come the Warriors. Stop down just outside the block and a miss by Land. That's going to be rebounded on the backside by the Oilers and quickly ahead to Skelton. Skelton, little Euro step inside, tries to shoot a little floater, comes up short, tries to grab his own rebound, and Cleet Ivey comes away with it. Flips it ahead behind the back dribble there for Jackson Spikes. He's cut off, got to get it over the timeline, and flips it quickly ahead to Land, who hits the deck hard. Ball's on the ground, picked up over there by Hamilton, who flips it quickly ahead to Skelton, and a turnover there as Land just lost his footing. Unfortunate error that time. Score 3-0. Merritt in front, just getting started here in the first quarter. Ball fake by Justice. They swing it over to the wing. Now we're going to get a three by Dornan. That's going to go long. Hamilton tries to fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds and off him, and he knew it instantly, trying to kind of go over the back without fouling. Instead, knocks it out of bounds. Goes over to the Warriors, and we got a timeout for what's a very intricate shoe tie. It took a while there, but there goes Josh Land. Finally gets him laced up. Press on here quickly for the Oilers. We told you you'd see it. Quick man press over to Spikes. He's cut off by Hamilton. Flips it back inside to Land. That's going to be over and back. And the pressure by Merritt forces another turnover by the Warriors. And got quickly into that press. Going to be inbounded now to Carr. And Carr takes it over the timeline. From the wing, Skelton thought about it. Said no, he's already hit one. Now to Dornan, now over in the near corner. That's going to be Zach Carr. Hammond in the zone, flashing inside is Justice. He drives to the rack and scores. Did a nice job from the backside, flashing to the mid post. Two dribbles, up for two. And it's 5-0, Oilers in front, 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Land, baseline. Man in his face, took it right up and in. No one stopped dribble, and Josh Land has two. Steal, though, up under the hoop on the ground, and Trey Torrance takes it away and puts up two more. Just like that, it's 5-4. And now Hammond quickly to press. And that one poked away and out of bounds, almost another steal. Torrance getting another hand on it. Jackson Spikes there as well, but tipped out of bounds, stays with the Oilers, and all of a sudden, quick pressure by Hammond, rattling Merritt just a little bit. They're going to slow it down here, though. Hagan Justice with the basketball, gives it over to Skelton. Now down, left post, Hamilton skips it over the other side. They're going to call him for a walk. Shuffled those feet, and he's upset with himself. Tried to throw it, kind of lob it over to the far wing. He kind of took a step while he did it. Now the pressure on by the Oilers. Hammond trying to break the press. Oh, that one poked, almost stolen away by Carr, but goes right back to Little. Little to Land. Land, right hand, taking it inside to Hamilton. Got the foul, bucket wouldn't go. He's going to go to the free throw line, almost dropped for him. That'll be the first foul of the game on either team. First one on Jace Hamilton. And that's going to put Josh Land at the free throw line. Chance to give Hammond their first lead if he can hit them both. And he hits the first one. Josh has three. Now Hamilton's going to come out. And that'll be our first look at Tristan Prater, the junior. And Prater transferred, had to sit for a season as that second free throw goes down. He's a big contributor here, but had to sit an entire season after transferring, which is a bummer for the young man. And now finally getting out there. That one's knocked out of bounds off the pressure, stays with Merritt as both teams now starting to pressure full court. Going to be inbounded by Zach Carr. He's going to toss it in to Kobe Skelton. And there has been some talk about the transfer rules, and especially in the high school level, in the OSSAA, and just how long you should be able to sit out. Tipped away in the cross-court pass. Little with the steal. He's trying to take it down coast to coast off the rack and does. Little with a steal. Wire to wire. Takes it in for two. It's 7-5, and now Hammond with their first lead. They lead by two. 5:01 to go in the first quarter. Spin move inside off. Lost off the dribble. Is that going to go off of Hammond? They're going to say yes. That went off Cleet Ivy. They're pointing that way. And Coach Beer trying to get the call to go the other way, but I don't think he's going to get that. The officials both standing right there. And now we're going to need a timeout, though, by Coach Lobb. So with 4:55 to go in the first quarter, a little bit of a back-and-forth game. Tight one here, 7-5. Hammond leads Merritt back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
K101.
And like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Welcome back. Here in Merritt, the Hammond Warriors lead the Merritt Oilers 7-5 here in the first quarter of the guys' game. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they're still cleaning up. There's been a lot of, water or I guess some kind of, there's a lot of floor cleaning in front of the Hammond bench. Now Coach Beer is down there, as I don't know what's happened, but they have spent a lot of time wiping up whatever's down in front of that bench. Maybe just a lot of sweat. We don't know. But either way, they finally took four guys to do it, but they finally cleaned up the floor, and we can play. Play on here. Quickly inbounded there by the Oilers. And Zach Carr with the basketball. He's going to take it up to the top of the key and try to set up the offense. Flips it over to the wing. That's going to be Skelton. They're going to come out. They got two guys coming out to get him, so he gets it over to Carr. Carr looking down the block, nowhere to go. Flips it outside. Prater for three, and he missed it. Air ball backside rebound by Cleet Ivey. Good look for Prater. Shot wouldn't drop for him. Little now with the basketball. Warriors up with the two-point lead, and they have the ball. Torrance finds a little space off the right hand. Oh, nice quick move. He's showing that first step. Takes it in and elevates for two more. He's got four and pressure on quickly by Hammond. They're trying to tie everybody up. They're going to call a jump ball. For a second there, I thought it was going to be a foul. Possession arrow, though, goes to the Oilers, and that quick press by Hammond starting to bother Merritt a little bit. They trail 9-5. Oilers trying to get the ball inbounds. Little and Torrance at the front of this, what looks like a diamond in one press. Now they quickly break it to the other side. Merritt takes it in, reverse side up underneath by Riley Herndon. He's got two. Great job by Herndon. They break the press. Nice job using the rim as a defender. Puts it in for two, and they cut it to two. The other way comes Land. Drives inside. He's cut off by Herndon. They flip it in mid-post. Little quick jumper. That's going to be a miss by Torrance and a rebound by Carr. Back come the Oilers. Chance to tie for them. Skelton, wing, back outside. Flip it over to the far wing for Justice. Back to Skelton. He thought about a three, said no. Justice is going to fire one up in the corner. It's going to go long. Rebound backside by Prater. Nice board back for Herndon. He's going to miss that three. And a rebound up underneath and a put back. Nice job that time by Prater, who's got two. 9-9. We're knotted up. Pressure on quick by Merritt, but broken by Hammond. Drive inside. And a blocking foul. Oh, I thought they might get Herndon, who got back just a step too slow. He's going to get called for the block. Still a good hustle by Herndon. Now Prater's going to come out. Skelton's going to come out. Justice is going to come out. They're going to bring in a whole bunch of new players. Inbounded block. Land on his back. Turns, shoots. Misses the shot. He had Hamilton in front of him. Rebound, though, Merritt. Back the other way quickly to the rack. That shot altered, and I think they're going to say over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. As just everybody's getting in. Couldn't quite get the substitutions in here. Dornan's back in the basketball game. He's going to be out there with Carr, with Hamilton. Looks like with Case Carlson. And now Herndon. Now they're going to drive inside by Hammond. Drive out to kick out to Ivy. They swing it around to Spikes. Spikes drives in the paint, kicks it off. He's going to lose the basketball. Ball's on the ground. It's stolen away. Good steal that time by Merritt. Herndon the other way. Taking it to the right side. He'll miss the lay-in. Rebound under the hoop. Trying to take it back up strong as Carlson. And he's going to get fouled for his effort. Nice board there by 32. And Herndon had a breakaway on the right side. Just couldn't get the layup to fall. Now that's going to put Carlson at the free throw line. Chance to give Merritt back the lead. Would be the second lead change. And what's been a game of runs here, a game of momentum. Right now, momentum shifting towards Merritt. And Carlson rattles that one in. 4-1. Oilers back in front, 10-9. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. And pace has quickened here. In Elk City, and that one rolls in. Carlson gets number two. Now Little trying to inbound it, and that pressure on for Merritt. Now it's Merritt's turn to have the Warriors on their heels a little bit. We're getting a timeout from Coach Beer because he thought he was going to get a five-second call. So with 2:45 to go in the first quarter, 11-9 the score. Merritt in front by two. We'll be back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year. And your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Back in Merritt, home team leads 11-9, 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Hammond with the basketball, trying to take the lead back, almost come away with a steal. Bounces off Little, goes right back inside to Torrance, who gets fouled by Carlson, who kind of got a bad break there. He came up behind him. Torrance kind of walked right into him going after the basketball. It's going to pick up a foul for 32. It's his first. Be the team's third, Bo, for the Oilers, but not a ton of fouls called here early. Just three for Merritt, one for Hammond. 11-9 the score. Jackson Spikes with the basketball for the Warriors. Cleet Ivey now from one of the elbows. Gets it back outside to Spikes. Land flashes, bounces it out to Little. Corner three for Alex Little. That's going to rattle out. Going to go high to rebound, though, by Cleet Ivey, who came up under the hoop. Nobody boxed him out. And Hammond maintains possession. Chance to tie or take the lead again. Jump spot by Land. Nice backdoor cut and a pass by Land, but the miss underneath by Jackson Spikes. Right idea. Shot wouldn't drop for him. Drive inside. Right hand. A little floater up underneath the hoop by Hagen Justice, who's got four. No one cut off baseline, and Justice made him pay. Quickly back the other way goes Hammond. Justice almost gets him to travel, but Jackson Spikes keeps his feet, keeps his dribble. Stops mid-post. Turned around. A little fadeaway. That won't fall for him. Ball's on the ground and ripped away there by Hagen Justice. Back to Skelton. 13-9. Merritt in front with 1:34 to go. And the last couple minutes belong to the Oilers. They're looking to add to this lead. Coach Lobbs calling out play number one, whatever that is. Down in the post, that's what it is. And the turn shot and a miss by Hamilton and a rebound by Alex Little. Tries to save it and gets it across the Land. Throws it all the way across the floor to Torrance from the wing. Trey Torrance, that one's going to bounce long and bounce right to Cleet Ivey, who saves the possession, gets it over to Little. Quick trigger there for Torrance. Shot wouldn't drop. 13-9, Oilers lead the Warriors from the free throw line. Torrance, that one, he hit. Got a lot of elevation on that jump shot. He's got six. Hammond knocks that away, trying to get quickly into that press. And we got some more substitutions. It's going to be our first look at Caden McGilbert. Also, Zach Carr is going to come back in. And Prater, I believe, is out there as well. They're going to be inbounded to Nick Dornan. Quickly ahead to Prater. Prater, oh, he tried to make a little Euro step, and he tripped. And he's going to get called for the travel and just lost his footing. Tough break there. Would have been right under the hoop and had a good look at it. Just slipped a little bit. 13-11, score 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hammond with the basketball, chance to tie or take the lead. Little forward to Ivy, top of the key. Torrance going to drive inside, left hand, tough shot, wouldn't drop for him, and a rebound by Zach Carr. Back come the Oilers. Skelton, nice little move up inside, high dribble, misses it, gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. Nice job there by Skelton, sticking with it. He's got five, it's 15-11, Oilers in front, 27 seconds left in this quarter. Spikes. Tried to flip it inside to Torrance and throws it off an Oiler and goes out of bounds. And we're going to get one more substitution. Coach Lobb, Hagen Justice, a very quick break there. And they're going to bring out Skelton and bring in Justice. This looks like a defense substitution. Bringing in Justice to defend that perimeter. 15-11 the score. Or at least the post is handed a face of Spikes, and that's why they brought him in. A great defense there by Justice who altered that shot. With 14 seconds left in this quarter. 15-11, Oilers in front. Corner, nobody out there. And that's going to be a long three. It's going to bounce high and bounce out on the miss by Dornan. And a full court heave would have counted if it would have went, but it's not even close. That's going to do it for the first quarter. Merritt leads at home, 15-11 over Hammond. We'll be back with quarter number two. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
This is the sound of a racing heart. It's beating a little faster because it belongs to a young child. But this child isn't in the middle of a close soccer game or playing with her puppy in the yard. Her heart is racing because she's just been told she has to move foster homes again. Change a child's story. There's a child waiting for a volunteer like you. Learn how you can help at nationalcasagal.org.
Back here at Merritt High School, Oilers lead the Warriors 15-11, one quarter in the books. Getting ready to start quarter number two here. It's going to start with the basketball. It's going to start with Josh Landon. Almost stolen away. It is stolen away by Justice, who comes away with it, quickly getting it ahead to the free throw line. That's stolen right back instantly by Spikes, who flips it over to Torrance all the way there, and he throws it down for the dunk, and Trey Torrance showing the hops that time. He's got eight. Makes it 15-13. Pressure on quickly for Hammond. They throw it all the way down to Skelton, to Prater. Flips it in. Extra pass down underneath to Justice. And one pass, two pass, and two more. And the pace has quickened. 17-13. Merritt with a quick answer. Justice has six. Spikes now slowing it down. He's getting called for a carry. And all he was doing was kind of surveying the floor. Took it across the timeline and lost track of it. You don't see that one much. A little bit of a mental error. Now we're going to get some more substitutions. Jace Hamilton going to come back in, as well as Kobe Skelton. They're going to let Prater take a seat. So it's going to be Skelton going to be out there with Carr, with Justice, with Dornan, and with Hamilton. Starters back in for the Oilers. Now the wing fired inside. Hamilton tries to get inside. He's caught up and tangled up underneath the hoop. Both of them hit the deck. And they're going to call a foul here. That's probably going to be on Cleet Ivey, and it is. It's going to be his first. Only the second for Hammond. They're letting him play a little bit out there. 17-13. Merritt leads Hammond. 7-10 to go in the half. Quick three up the inbounds by Skelton. It's going to bounce high. Skying for the rebound is Justice. They tried to strip it from him. Did a nice job of holding on to it. And they swing it all the way around. Skelton thought about another three but said no. Over to Dornan. Now Justice. Pass fake. Right back to Skelton. Zone on here for Hammond. Drive inside. Nice job. Penetrating the zone. The foul. The shot won't go. Oh, Zach Carr cut up inside. He's going to go to the free throw line for his trouble. Almost got it to roll down for him. That'll be the third team foul. And the second quick foul on Cleet Ivey. Picking up two in about less than 30 seconds there. It's going to put Carr at the free throw line to shoot a couple. And he short arms the first one. 17-13. Merritt leading by four over Hammond. Going to get a substitution here for the Warriors. Cale Torrance, the freshman, going to see his first action. Cleet Ivey picking up that second foul. He's going to take a seat. Another free throw up coming for Carr, and he short on both of those. Almost tried to. Jackson Spikes tried to launch it down the far end of the floor. Merritt did a nice job getting back on defense. Quickly, Spikes gets it over to Torrance, and that's going to be a foul on Carr. Got a little too aggressive coming up trying to steal the basketball. That's his first, team's fourth. 6:43 to go in the half. 17-13. Hammond Merritt in front of Hammond by four. Torrance drives. The other Torrance fell down. He rifles it down underneath the hoop to Land, who comes up under the other side and scores. He went baseline, found Land, and Land using the rim as a defender takes it up on the right side for two. Quick answer the other side. Shot won't drop there for Justice. Ball's pinballed around on the floor. Cale Torrance comes away with it and gives it to Trey, the senior, ahead a little. Flips it back to Spikes. Spikes stopped. Back top of the key. Torrance 4-3, and he hit it. And Hammond back in front. Trey Torrance already with 11. It's 18-17. Warriors lead by a point. Justice now driving down baseline. Nowhere for him to go. Picks up his dribble. Skips it out. Oh, and it was meant for Dornan. Hamilton almost knocked it away. Corner, Skelton driving baseline. Stop it. Extra pass inside to Carr. One pass outside to Hamilton from the free throw line. Bounces long and a rebound by Josh Land. Good job moving the basketball around. Shot wouldn't fall. Hammond now back in front. 18-17. Back and forth we go here in Merritt. Land looking for space. Finds a screen. Comes around and shoots. Comes up shooting for a long two and hits it. He's got seven. It's 20-17. And now the momentum shifted to the Warriors. Back the other way, Dornan. He's going to pull up from a wing three. That's going to bounce long. And rebound, nice rebound by Justice. Flips it out to Skelton. Extra pass underneath. Carr looking for space, and he's blocked, but blocked right into the face of Ivy, and they try to save it, but Josh Land's got his foot on the line. Blocked back into the field of play, but it hit off the young Ivy's face. Now we got a five new players coming in for Merritt, and a shift change, hockey shift change here. It's our first look at Jack Edler, number 23, out there. He's going to get the basketball, give it over to Riley Herndon in the corner. Now bounce pass. Cade McGilbert takes it up under the hoop. Missed a shot, but a rebound and a put back under the hoop by Edler. 20-19, and nice job there. Edler coming right in off the bench, getting two big ones. And now the defense kind of working. A little almost turned the ball over, and he's going to get called for a travel. He did turn it over. So a fresh five And Coach Lobb with a nice decision there, bringing all, you know, five new guys and really rattled Hammond there for that possession. And now the Oilers can take the lead back, but they throw it away. Miscommunication as Edler tried to cut in and Carlson tried to throw it to him on the perimeter and he threw it over his head. Ball goes back to Hammond with a one-point lead, under five to play. And now we're going to need another substitution by the Warriors. This time Brent Ivey is going to come in the game. He's going to come in for Alex Little. So both teams really using a lot of players here in this one. One-point lead right now for the visiting Hammond Warriors. They've got the basketball. Ball goes over to Cale Torrence. Torrence back to Spikes. Spikes to Trey Torrence. Another stop. He loves shooting from that free throw line. That time Carlson got a hand in his face. He missed it. Other way. Herndon tries to get it ahead to Prater, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Hammond and stay with the Merritt Oilers. Nice job there. Right idea. Trying to run the fast break there by Herndon. Just getting a hand on it are the Warriors. Inbound McGilbert looking for Herndon. Tipped away, though, by Cale Torrence. Torrence tries to come away with a nice hustle on the back end by McGilbert to track it down before Hammond can get two. He's going to drive and kick it out for a three. We're going to get a long three this time by Prater. It's going to bounce off the back iron and a rebound by Josh Land. Both squads taking turns missing shots. Last two possessions. Josh Land driving in. That's going to be a blocking foul. McGilbert, who just couldn't get his feet set before that one. That'll be his first. Team's fifth, 4:16 to go in the half. Still been 2019 for about a minute or two here. Now Josh Land gets in the perimeter, fires it right back underneath the Spikes, coming in off the baseline. He tries to make the extra pass to Land, who cut in. He tries to save it as it was going out of bounds. It tipped in by Hammond and stolen away by Merritt. Prater behind the back dribble, into the paint, flips it in, left post, tried to shoot a reverse and a block by Spikes, but goes right back to Herndon. And Merritt maintains possession. Herndon now in the corner, top of the key. Now we're going to get a corner three, and that one rattles home by Jack Edler. He's got five off the bench. 22-20, and the Oilers back in front with 3:42 to go in the half. Land in the corner, skips it to Cale Torrence. Now the other corner, this time Trey Torrence. That's going to rattle around and go out, and a rebound by McGilbert. Merritt looking to run. Quickly ahead, Herndon running the floor, left side, layup, and a goaltend as he tried to poke it out of the bottom of the hoop. And you can't do that. And that's going to be 2 points for Riley Herndon with four. It's 24-20 Merritt in front. 3:28 to go in the half. And Brent Ivey's going to be replaced by Alex Little. So Ivey just getting a couple minutes in there. And Little's going to come right back in. Jackson Spikes slows it up. Little trying to set a screen for him. Doesn't take it. And he pops out and he gets it to Little anyway. Now Little into Land. Land driving kick outside. Cale Torrence, he moved his feet. No call, but he hit the three. Looked like he shuffled those feet before he shot it. Official didn't see it. He's going to get the shot, and he knocked it down. 24-23. He's going to lob it the other side of the floor. Poked away by Land, but poked away out of bounds. And Land goes flying into the side there and keeps his feet. So ball, though, stays with the Oilers. They still lead by one. 3 minutes to go here in the half. Herndon now. Back to McGilbert. They swing it all the way around again. Prater going to try one. That one he rattles in. Tristan Prater. He missed the last couple, but shooter's going to shoot. He's got long arms and easy for him to get that shot off. That time it goes down. It's 27-23. Cale Torrence, corner. It's bobbled around and stolen away. Good hands there by Herndon. He hits the deck, and that's going to be a foul on Torrence. Just frustration foul after getting the ball taken from him. And that will be the first on Cale Torrence. That'll be a fourth team foul on Hammond. A 2:37 to go. Neither team right now in the bonus. Lob. Poked away. They were looking for Carlson. I think it was like a hit in the face. And back the other way comes Torrence. Poked away. Herndon almost got another steal there. Great defensive minutes for him. That guy seems like there's two of them out there. That's going to go stay. They're saying it stays with Hammond, but Coach Lobb's going to, right now the official's going to have a conversation with Lobb. He's going to put a whole new five guys in here. So another shift change for the Oilers. They lead 27-23. He's bringing in most of his starters. Justice Carr out there. Looks like all the starters. Dornan is out there. Skelton's out there in Hamilton. The screen set coming around the screen. We're going to get a foul on the screen. That looks like it will be Nick Dornan's first foul. Sixth team foul for Merritt. One more. And Hammond will be in the 1-1. Inbound another hoop now by Spikes. He's out there with Land, with Little, with Cale Torrence, with Trey Torrence. Loft all the way down the other end of the floor, and luckily tracked down there by Trey Torrence. Torrence crosses over, gives it over to Cale. Cale gets a screen from Trey, flips it back to Little. Alex Little now on the wing. Merritt now in man defense. Hamilton, Garden, Land. They flip it back to Jackson. Spikes. Spikes reaching. They tried to go for the steal. The Carr didn't get it. They flip it over to Little on the far wing. And nowhere to go. Good defense here by the Oilers. Under two to play. 27-23. Merritt leads Hammond. Under three in the half. Boy, under two to play in the half. They did not score 27 points in the whole game. That's going to be a drive. And off the leg of Land. He took it at Hamilton. It looks like it went off his knee and out of bounds. Nice defense there by the Oilers. The four-point lead. They get the ball back. Head Justice. Hamilton drives inside. Kicks it, drops it off to Skelton, who shot fakes. He hesitates. Takes it back up in. Gets the foul. The shot won't drop for him. Almost got the and one. Just rolled out. Skelton. He's going to go to the free throw line. Shoot a couple. That's a 15 foul on Hammond. That will be the first on Trey Torrence. Good job with the transition offense by Merritt. Doing a real good job running the floor. Looking for open opportunities for Hammond to get set. And another missed free throw. That one coming up short again. Brent Ivey getting ready to check back in the game for Alex Little. And he will do just that. A minute 39 to go. And his team trailing by four, 27-23. A chance for Kobe Skelton to make it 28. He eyes it up, and that one missed. Another miss, and a rebound by Land. Possession here for Hammond. Trailing by four and picking up his dribble. Spikes, that's a bad decision, but he finally gets it ahead to Land. He's got to just throw it over, and it's picked off, intercepted by Justice. Justice, bounce pass, wing. Thornton back outside. Skelton drives to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Carr. He's going to shoot a corner three, and he hit it. Zach Carr on the board with three. And the Oilers pulling away a little bit, 30-23 with a minute 13 to go in the half. Land crossing that timeline. Picks up his dribble and stolen away again by Carr. Quickly forward to Dornan. He's tied up, though, by Ivy. And we're going to see if they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow, though, goes back to the Oilers. And the momentum shifted to the home team here in the last couple minutes. They lead by 7, minute 05 left in this half. Now Land's going to take a seat. Ivy's going to come in for Josh Land. Inbound and slowed up with a minute left. We'll see if Merritt decides to kill some clock here. Now in the corner, Skelton. Back out to Dornan. They give it over to Zach Carr. Zone defense here for Hammond. Nope, corner, quick three. That time Hagen Justice hit it in the corner. He's got nine. 33-23, and a scoring explosion. Last 2 minutes for the Oilers. And a drive, and that's going to be a charge. Yep. What a sequence there for Hagen Justice. It's the three and then comes back the other end and picks up the charge on Torrence, and he was just waiting on him. 10-point lead now for the Oilers, 39.8 to go in this half. Inbounded now to Carr, right back to Justice, who gets it over to Skelton, and they cross the timeline. Hammond backs up into the zone. Dornan flashing inside, Justice off the right hand. Oh, nice block there by Torrence, who elevated on that one and got a piece of it, but Justice tracks it down, pokes it away from behind, and it's a steal. It goes right to Dornan. Dornan to Carr. Carr, corner, Skelton, head fake, drives inside, kicks it right inside to a flashing Hamilton down in the paint, and he's going to get called for the foul, block and foul underneath the hoop. Shot would have counted if it would have went, but it did not, and that's going to be a foul on Ivy. His first, and that's going to be two shots for Jace Hamilton. He's yet to score in this game. We'll see if he can get it done from the line. His team up 10, 15.7 seconds left, and he missed it again, and the Oilers hit their foul shots down the stretch. They could be up by 17. Instead, it's a 10-point lead, 15.7 seconds to go, and Hamilton going to eye this one up. That one rolls out, and he missed another one. Ivy to Spikes, 13 to shoot for Hammond. Quickly to Little, flips it over to Torrence, 8 to shoot, 7 seconds. Torrence trying to get out of his hands, crosses over, try to steal it, 3 seconds, shoot, ball on the ground, and who's it out on? They're going to say out on Dornan and stay in here with Hammond. Almost got another steal. Good defense there by Dornan. 2.4 exactly on the clock to shoot. It's going to be inbounded by Spikes. He's got Little, and he's got Cale Torrence there. Looking at Torrence. He's got to shoot it. He's going to come up firing. Cale high. Arcing shot off the back rim and won't fall. That's going to do it for the first half. The home team leads 33-23, Merritt over Hammond. Back with halftime in the second half right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Welcome back to the Oil Field House. Merritt High School, home team leads by 10, 33-23 over the Hammond Warriors at their what was a back-and-forth affair really all game, but owned in that last couple minutes by the Merritt Oilers as they started to pull away there, making it a 10-point lead. What was a 15-11 lead at the end of one quarter, now at 18-12, second quarter. Really, a lot of those points scored in that last couple minutes there as Hammond really played them tough and kind of let the press get to them a little bit there late, and then starting to knock down some shots were the Merritt Oilers, particularly from deep. And then one guy knocking down shots, Hagen Justice, has 9 for Merritt. He's had a fantastic game so far. Kobe Skelton with 5, Zach Carr with 3, and it's been the bench for the Merritt Oilers that have really come through. Riley Herndon has 4, Tristan Prater has 5, Case Carlson with 2, and Jack Edler with 5 points. That's a lot of bench production. And Coach Law mentioned he played all 10, and he really does. And those second 5 probably played just as much, or almost as much, as the starting 5. Maybe not quite as much, but at any rate, the seniors are doing their thing, and then the bench coming in and doing their thing as well. So nice team performance so far for the Merritt Oilers. And over on the other side for the Hammond Warriors, Trey Torrance already has 11, and Josh Land with 7. Alex Little with 2, Cale Torrance with 3, and that is it for the scoring, as Hammond going to have to get some production maybe from some other guys here in the second half. But a pretty good first quarter, stayed with it. I mean, this is a team that has blown out the first couple games and was able to keep it tight there for a while. So if they come out a little bit of fire here in the second half, see if the Warriors can try to cut this thing a little closer and make this one a little closer than it has been in the past. Has every game been a little different than every time these teams have played? As we mentioned, some of the other scores from the other games, Dornan with 19 points and 17 in the first quarter, one of the times these two teams played. So now Dornan has none in this one. So it varies as to who catches fire for this Merritt Oilers squad. And right now they got a 10-point lead. Sitting pretty right now, but 10 points with a whole half of basketball to play. So we'll see what both coaches have in store, what adjustments Coach Beer can make there at halftime. So coming up with the second half right after this, 33-23, Merritt Oilers lead the Hammond Warriors. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back here to Merritt High School. Home team leads the Hammond Warriors right now 33-23 at the half in what was a frenetic first half. Is that right? It's frenetic. I don't know. We'll have to look that one up after this. My Wordle skills are lacking. Right now, it's been a fast-paced game. 33-23 is the score right now. Both teams putting on a little bit of pressure, playing a lot of guys, particularly Merritt, who's put a lot of players in this basketball game. And Coach Lomb wasn't lying to me when he said we play a lot of them. That's exactly what he's done. Now, one of the things he kind of knocked on his team was not shooting it well from deep. They've shot it pretty well tonight from three. It has not really been the case. They've not been setting the world on fire, but they've certainly got shooting a pretty high percentage from deep, especially Hagen Justice gotten some threes in there. We saw Skelton knock one down. We've seen Prater knock one down. So they have gotten some production from behind the arc tonight, which has been something. When this team shoots it well, they really can kind of take it to another level. And that could be something to watch out for if they can start to maybe down the stretch here, start knocking down some of those perimeter shots. You can see a Merritt team that could be a little tricky out here in the postseason. There's a lot of athletes on the floor for the Oilers and for Hammond as well. Nice showing here. It's tough to come in. You know, you play a team that's beat you twice and have to come in here and get a much bigger, a bigger school, maybe not much bigger, but bigger at any rate, and try to come away with the W. So see what they got in store second half. See what adjustments everybody makes. They're going to flip-flop sides now. Do it the other way. Hammond going to be going right to left. They're going to start with the basketball, trailing by 10 in the blue with the white jerseys, and they're going to inbound it to Jackson Spikes. Starters back in. Torrance, Spikes, Ivy, Land, Little for the Hammond Warriors. Trey Torrance, skip pass to the wing. Little drives baseline. Back outside to Josh Land. He shows ball, tries to get around Hamilton, takes it with the right hand high off the glass. That shot won't go, and a rebound underneath by Carr. Looking to run quickly ahead. Oh, and knocked away. Tried to make the extra pass was Skelton. He was looking for a run on the floor. Had a little bit of a three-on-two break. Skelton threw off the leg of a Warrior. Stays, though, with Merritt. They're going to maintain possession. Inside Hamilton. Oh, he tries to take it up underneath. Left-handed, a nifty move. Didn't know he had that in him. Jace Hamilton. Kind of shot it up underneath on the reverse. Didn't bring it down. Did a nice job of not bringing the basketball down. Took it right up. He gets two. It's 35-23. Bounce pass into the paint. Land out to the wing to Little. Flips it back to Josh Land. Thought about a three, and he slows it up. He's got Hamilton on him. Gets a screen from Torrance. Nice job slipping it by Hamilton. They kick it back out, and Hammond's going to reset. popping out is Trey Torrance. Spike says no. Popping out the other side's Little. They went for the steal. Did Carr. Little goes around. Flips it back. But stolen by Carr. Came right back into the play and steals it. One-on-one. Other side up underneath. Then Carr coast to coast. Two more for Zach Carr. It's 37-23. And now the Oilers pulling in front with 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Spikes now with Carr on him. Been a scoring drought here for the Warriors. The last 3 minutes, Oilers really turned it on. Coming around a scheme screen, pulling up from the elbow, and a shot missed by Torrance. He's upset with himself. Quickly back the other way comes Merritt. Skelton with a Little on him. Taking his time now with his team up 14. And now the Oilers not in a hurry. Justice now top of the key to Carr. Zone defense again for Hammond. Looks like a 3-2 lob up other side. Justice caught it. Bad pass, but he readjusted and put it up for two. Great job by Hagen Justice, who's in double digits with 11. 39-23. Trying to break the press again, and that's going to be a push in the back. Carr got a little too aggressive. He got up underneath Torrance. Going to get a push in the back, and Zach Carr is going to pick up foul number two. First foul of the half for either team. First foul for the Merritt Oilers. Now going to be sideline inbound here for Cleet Ivey right in front of the scorer's table. Little breaks out. He gets it to him. Little coming around. Takes it in Hamilton. Oh, and Hamilton altered that shot. Little found himself too far into the basket, and he missed it. And a rebound by Merritt, and back comes Carr. Carr into the corner. Three for Justice. Comes up short, and a rebound by Trey Torrance. Hammond desperately needing a score here. Been a while since they got a bucket. Ivy's going to take it on the far side and hand it right back off to Land. He wants to reset, and Senior says, let's get a better look here. Spikes to Little. A little bit of dribble weave on the perimeter now. Little crossover. He's got Carr on him. A couple screens set there. Nowhere to go. He gives it over to Ivy. Hands it back off to Trey Torrance. Gets a nice screen for Land. Flips it back to Land. Land drives inside. Left hand off the glass and got it to go. And Land ends the scoring drought for Hammond. They needed that. Makes it 39-25, but quickly back comes Merritt. Dornan taking it right inside to Spikes and got it to drop. Tough shot and got it to fall. That's the first 2 points of the game for Dornan, the senior. It's a 41-25. Elbow, Land spins it at Hamilton. Nice ball fake, takes it back up with the left hand and a couple nifty moves in the paint for Josh Land, who's got 11. 41-27, 4:43 to go here in the third quarter. Corner, Dornan says, why not? I'm going to shoot that one. Comes up short, but he got his own rebound, takes it right back to the rack, gets it blocked and taken away by Land, who's keeping his team in it in these last couple possessions. A couple buckets and a block for Josh Land. 4:28 to go in the quarter. He's going to take it again. This time Hamilton strips it away out of bounds. Hamilton able to move the feet. And another shift change for Merritt. They're going to bring back in Carlson. They're going to bring back in Riley Herndon. I guess Dornan's going to stay out there. Prater's going to come back in as well. And it looks like Skelton's going to stay out there also. Press on quickly. Or not the press. There's actually a man half-court press. Man defense. And now we're getting a blocking foul by Herndon trying to stay in front of Spikes. That will be number two on Herndon. That's going to be the second foul of the half. Second on Merritt. Flash inside. No one picked up Torrance. He got a long two and got it to hit every part of the rim, and it finally goes down. That is 13 for Trey Torrance, who's got the hot hand for Hammond. Herndon, now he's going to drive inside. He's going to get called for a charge, and that is two quick ones on Herndon. He's going to have to come out here in just a minute of play. Coach Lobson, what are you doing there? And that's going to be Caden McGilbert coming in for Herndon. Turnover, ball goes back to the Warriors, 41-29. Hammond with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Big possession here. Try to take some of that momentum back. Coming out with a full half-court trapping defense now for Merritt. Corner, quick three by Cleet Ivey. You hit it from the corner, and Cleet Ivey, who hasn't scored yet, with a big three to make it 41-32. It's now a single-digit lead for Merritt. Now McGilbert has it. Gives it to the wing. Skelton. Got two Hammond Warriors on him. They come out to trap him. He gets it over to McGilbert. He drives inside. Little Euro step inside, and he's going to get called for a walk. Yeah. He Euro stepped right in to Cale Torrance, forced the turnover, and now instantly Coach Lobb says, I'm getting Justice and Carr back in this game. Although Nick Dornan's going to come out. Skelton, the other two seniors, are going to sit down. So Justice and Carr are going to be out there with Prater, with McGilbert, and with Carlson for the Oilers. 41-32, Hammond in front. They've got their starters, well, almost their starters. Cale Torrence is in there right now. Quick three, a far wing, and why not? And all of a sudden, Cleet Ivey's caught fire. This time, the other corner, the far corner, and it's 41-35. Two threes, and Cleet Ivey with a big stretch here. Merritt with a basketball. Now only up six. 3:02 to go in the third quarter. Prater thought about it. Gives it back inside of Justice. He pulls up from the elbow and knocked it down, and Hagan Justice stops the bleeding. That's what your playmakers do. 13 for Hagan Justice, I believe is the quarterback on the football team as well. Bounce pass in the corner. That's going to be trapped by Torrence. Flips it out to Trey Torrence, who gives it back to Land, and he says, let's slow it down. A little bit of a trapping half-court press. Skip pass, far side, looking for Ivy again. Baseline, and it's poked away and stolen, but Gilbert comes away with it. He crosses, flips it, clicks ahead to Prater, who tries to get it at the rim, and a missed shot. Torrence came flying in, and a poke in the, and a push in the back here as both teams getting a little handsy. That will be on Merritt, and that will be the fourth team foul already in the Oilers. There have been none for Hammond in this half. That's going to get tagged to Prater. And we're going to get a timeout here, 30-second timeout. 43-35, 2:22 to go. Merritt leads by eight, and we'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Beckham County, home team Merritt Oilers holding on to a 43-35 lead over the Hammond Warriors. 8-point lead, 2:22 to go in the third quarter. And a little bit of a run there by Hammond, but so far Merritt's been able to stave them off, getting buckets when they need them. And it was a back-and-forth affair here early. Has been all Oilers from about 5 minutes or so in that second quarter. They've led ever since. Now Land's got the ball on the wing. Hammond trying to claw back in. He's got Prater out on him. Tries to get around him, and he does. Takes it inside. Floats it inside. And can't get the shot to roll. Got a good look. It wouldn't drop. And quickly back the other way come the Oilers. They get it back to Dornan. Flips it over to Justice. Thought about a shot. Oh, could have went back up and got fouled. Instead, he picked it. Oh, it's stolen. Stolen away again. This time Jackson Spikes on the cross-court pass. Takes it in. Left hand. Gets the bucket and the foul. And just like that, Spikes flashing inside from backside defense, pokes it away, goes coast to coast, and goes to the free throw line. That's going to be the second foul on Dornan. And Spikes, hard to believe, that's his first two of the game. Chance for the and one, and rolls it in. Getting three the hard way, and the lead is now five. Merritt in front, 45 to go in the third quarter. And Zach Carr, the senior, says, let's calm it down here. Gets it over to Skelton. Zone defense now again for Hammond. Trying to trap in those corners. Nope, they're not going to go after Justice. They swing it back around to Skelton. Got Dornan in the corner, near corner. Back out to the near wing to Skelton. Trying to look at Justice underneath. They give it to Carr. He drives inside. A little floater and got it to roll. Rattled it home. Big bucket there for Zach Carr. This is when Hammond could try to claw back into it. Makes it 45-38. And it's stolen away again by Carr. And he throws it right back inside to Prater, who misses the shot from the free throw line and rattles out, and Hammond with the rebound. They come the other way. Torrence, left side, left hand, off the glass, and a score. A back and forth, both teams scoring quickly. Makes it 45-40. Torrence with the answer. There's 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Merritt still with a 5-point lead. A lot of steals here. Cross-court pass. Dornan thought about a three. So there was Skelton. He steps into the elbow. Shot fake. Drops it back up in. Won't make it. Gets his own rebound. Tries to take it back up. No foul call. And goes back to the Warriors. Someone got a piece of it. Jackson Spikes maintains possession. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Cale Torrence now. Over to Land. Land, he's going to get called. Oh, they're going to call for a push. Away from the basketball. Thought for a second they were going to tag Land with a turnover, but that will be instead the second foul on Tristan Prater. Inbounded. Spikes drives inside. Left hand. He's going to pick up a charge foul on Spikes. That time getting there fast enough was Nick Dornan. That's Jackson Spikes' first foul. That is the first or second foul on Jackson Spikes. I'm sorry, but that is the first foul on Hammond in this half. Six fouls to Merritt, one to Hammond with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And the Oilers with the basketball, though, in a five-point lead. 14 seconds to shoot. Corner three, Justice from the near corner, and he hit it. Hagen Justice with 16 already in the third quarter. 5 seconds for Hammond. Lofted it all the way down to Land. Terry Pickett, other side, and he scored. What a pass. Land running the length of the floor. Makes it 48-42, but Merritt holds on to the lead. They lead by six with one quarter to play. We'll be back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Welcome back here in Elk City. The Merritt Oilers lead the Hammond Warriors 48-42, but a 19-point third quarter has put the Warriors back in this thing. And just when it looked like Aiken Justice keeps trying to take the momentum from Hammond, they get a much-needed bucket there as the buzzer sounded by Josh Land running the length of the floor. And a great job so far by Josh, who's had a fantastic game. And now 6-point lead for Merritt. They're going to start, though, this quarter with the basketball. It's going to be the starters back in for the Oilers. Hamilton in the post. It's poked away by Land and goes right to Jackson Spikes. And now the Warriors with a chance to cut into this 6-point lead. Cale Torrence going to be out there. Cleet Ivey's on the floor. Well, with Josh Land with Spikes and with Trey Torrence. Land with a basketball. Hamilton on him. Tries to take him baseline. Double team. Tries to float it up anyway with the left hand. A tough shot. Wouldn't go. Kind of surprised everybody. I didn't think he was going to go up and take it. I thought he was going to get rid of the ball. Now we're going to get a free throw line shot. That time knocked down by Skelton. They didn't stop ball. And just when Hammond starts to claw back in, big bucket by the Oilers, 50-42, 7:14 to go. Land to Trey Torrence. Torrence driving kick outside to Kale. Corner three comes up short. Didn't follow a shot. And Hagen Justice with the rebound. Justice looking to run, and he is going to get fouled quickly by Josh Land. And that time just trying to make something happen. Got a little too aggressive. That is first foul on Josh. Second foul on the Warriors. 7:02 to go. 50-42. It's an 8-point lead. And now the Oilers can make it a double-digit lead if they score here. Pass down block. Justice comes up firing. Came up short and tipped by Ivy. Goes right to Torrence on the rebound. And Hammond maintains possession. Or retains possession. They get it over to Land. Land. Hesitation move. Stutter step. Kicks it back outside to Ivy. He drives into the paint. Kick back out to Spikes. Spikes head fake, nowhere to go, and he gives it up to Cale Torrence, and the Warriors reset over to Ivy in the wing. Land attacking Hamilton again. Shot fake. Oh, underneath. Got him off his feet and scored. Josh Land again. Makes it 50-44. Warriors just won't go away. 6-point lead for Merritt. 6:20 to go. Back in that 2-3 zone. Corner, three. Justice is going to bounce long. Tipped around. Spikes tracks it down and gives it right back to Trey Torrence. Torrence crossing that timeline, slows it up, over to Land. Really sees an advantage here. He's been able to take Hamilton to the hole every time. He's going to try to do it again. Well, he thought about it. Now he's going to pull it back out and give it up to Cale Torrence. Torrence with Justice on him, gives it over to Ivy. Ivy, corner, spikes, top of the key, land. He's going to take him again. Spin move in the paint, left hand, Hamilton in his face. That time Hamilton stays with him on a miss. Tried to get his own rebound and kicked it out of bounds. Goes off land and back to the Merritt Oilers. Good defense that time by 44. Didn't fall for the spin move. Stayed with him, moved his feet. Oilers now with a six-point lead in the basketball. 5:40 to play. Zach Carr bringing it over. Gives it over in the corner, near corner to Justice. Near wing, Carr, free throw line. Skelton back outside. Going to get a three by Dornan. It's going to bounce right back inside to Skelton, who gets a rebound. Tries to take it back up in. He misses that shot, and he's fouled on the putback. And I think that's going to be on land. That'll be a third team foul on Hammond. Good job rebounding there by Skelton. Came right back up. And we'll see. That is not going to be on land. It's going to be in Cleet Ivy. And that will put Skelton at the free throw line. Nope, they tagged it with land. It was land. That's his second foul. Third team foul on Hammond. Could put Skelton at the line. His first one bounces right back to him off the miss. Line driver. And six with a six-point lead. If you're Merritt, you got to hit your foul shots down the stretch. Going to be big. Especially because you're possibly about to be in the one-and-one. Second one drops. Or for Hammond, you're about to be in the one-and-one. And the second one drops there for Skelton. Drive inside by Land. Kicks it back. Left side. Cale Torrence under the hoop. Nobody found 11. And he's not that big. And that time he snuck his way down in there for two easy ones. Made it 51-46. It's a five-point lead. Dornan, skip pass. Justice, corner. Shot fake. Baseline. Tries to kick it back outside. And Ivy gets a hand on it. Almost stolen away. Skelton saves it. Elbow. No one there for Hamilton. Rims it out. And going to be rebounded by Josh Land. Good look. Shot wouldn't fall for him. Land now stepped inside. Back outside to Trey Torrence. Finds a little crease up to the rack and good. All he needs is a little space. Trey Torrence has 17. And it's all of a sudden a three-point lead for Merritt. 51-48 with 4:39 to go. Dornan skips it over. And, oh, bad decision. It looked like Justice came in. Dornan threw it over his head. And we're going to get five new Oilers in the game. Prater going to come back in with Carlson. It's going to be Edler going to be back in the basketball game, as well as McGilbert and Herndon for Merritt. New five in the game, and the same five, almost a starting five out there, except for Cale Torrence out on the wing, who's got the basketball for Hammond. He gives it to Spikes, down to Trey Torrence, top of the key. Over to Land, almost stolen away. Good defense there by Merritt, but saved by Hammond. Cross pass inside to Cale Torrence and poked away at the last minute. Torrence would have had an easy two, but Edler saved the possession. And then they're going to foul on the wrist. Torrence trying to get it back. That will be his second foul on Cale Torrence. And that would have been an easy two if Edler not rotated on defense. Nice job there by the Oilers. 4:07 to go, three-point lead. They're hanging on to, what, at 1 point, which is as many as 10 at the half. Now we're going to get a slow down up the top. Corner to the wing to McGilbert. Coming around a screen, coming off of it and coming up shooting and rattles it in off the bank was Tristan Prater. Line driver comes hard off the rim and goes in for him. 54-48 with 3:41 to go. Scoring drought over now for the Oilers, looking to trap in this half court. Torrence, drive baseline, skip pass to Trey Torrence. He drives inside, elevates left hand, shot wouldn't go. And one too many moves, he probably could have taken it straight up. And that's exactly what Coach Beer is telling him. You didn't have to double clutch it there. Shot didn't drop for him, and Merritt coming away with the basketball. And the six-point lead. Big possession here with 3:22 to go. Prater thought about it. There's a lot of length to Prater on that perimeter. Drive inside. And, oh, trying to flip everybody's McGilbert, but it's blocked right back in his face. Quickly ahead to Torrance. Other end, he's got Herndon on him, and he gets it to drop coast to coast. Cale Torrence once again running the floor, gets two more. 54-50, and the Warriors will not go away. Cale's got seven. Merritt with a basketball. McGilbert looking inside. Carlson, he's got position, he won't give it to him. Flips it back outside, they swing it around. Herndon, Vaughn drives inside, muscles his way in and gets two, and a tough bucket there for Herndon, who just kept going until he found room. 56-50. 2:36, and now a trap, half-court trap on Spikes. He's got to get rid of the basketball, almost throws it away and saved by Ivy, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Beer. 2:31 to go. It's a six-point lead for the home team. Merritt leads Hammond 56-50. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Here to Merritt. Home team leads. They've led the whole second half so far, 56-50, with the time of winding down here in the game. And a great effort by the Hammond Warriors to claw back into this thing as they were down in double digits for a long period of time and have managed to stick around, but still can't maintain that lead. As every time a little momentum shift, Merritt's got a big bucket from everywhere. Really, the scoring coming from all over the place for the Merritt Oilers. There's a bunch of ink on this score sheet right now. Great team game for the Oilers. Now they inbounded, though, by Hammond. Spikes the possession here, gives it right back to Land. 2:26 to go, 56-50. Oilers lead the Warriors. Skip pass other side, almost poked away by Prater. And you got to be careful with those cross-court passes with 13 lurking down there, because he's really gotten his fingertips on a lot of basketballs coming down from the bottom of that zone. Inbounded now into Spikes. Flips it over to Trey Torrance. Land, far wing. Zone defense here, 2-3 for Merritt. Really kind of looks like a little bit of a 2-1-2 here as Carlson's creeping up into the middle of it. And now Spikes with the basketball, 2:04 to go. Team trailing by six. Trey Torrance, bounce pass to Kale. He's going to shoot a three. It'll cut it to three. It goes long and missed everything but the backboard, and a rebound by Prater. Tough shot there. Wouldn't fall. Now under two to play. Merritt with the basketball. Herndon, jump stop at the free throw line. Picks up, flips it right back to McGilbert. And we're going to get caught up pushing away from the ball. And we'll see who they tag that with. That looks like that's going to be a turnover. That's going to be on the Oilers under the hoop. That will be Edler picking up foul number one, and that is a 1-1. Should be a 1-1. The crowd's screaming it here. Well, I guess they're going to call an offensive foul. Because it's an offensive foul, it is not a shooting foul, even though they did not have the ball. So even though Edler was away from the basketball, that is offensive and not a 1-1, which is what the crowd wants right now. Goes back to Hammond, 56-50 the score. And Land with the ball. Picks it up. Bounce pass over to Tor. Almost lost by Spikes. He comes up. Instead of shooting, he passes it outside to an open Ivy in the corner. He's hit two of those. That one won't fall, and a rebound by Herndon. Good look. Shot wouldn't drop. And now a minute 17 to go. Herndon driving kick. Prater wisely kicks it back out to kill some clock. Smart decision there. Over to McGilbert. Behind the back dribble. And gives it up to Herndon. Minute six to go. Merritt in front. Trying to maintain possession. And we're going to get a quick foul this time on Ivy. Or no, Torrance, I'm sorry. Cale Torrance is going to pick up number three. And a new fresh five for Coach Locke. Oilers who lead 56-50. It's only a 15 foul by Hammond. Nobody for Torrance. That'll be foul number three. Minute one to go in this one. Inbounded by Zach Carr. Starters back in for the Oilers. They give it to Justice. And Justice going to play catch with it on the perimeter. They're going to make someone foul him. And at that time, they do foul. They're going to foul Skelton. And that foul going to be tagged to Trey Torrance, and that'll be Trey's third. Team six, they still got one to give, though, to put him in the bonus. 54.2 to go, trailing by six. Torrance trying to get a steal, doesn't even get close. Justice comes away with it, gets it over to Skelton. Skelton now trapped. Over to Justice. Hammond's going to have to figure out whether they finally foul, but the problem is that's Torrance again, and you can't have him foul out. That's four on Torrance. And that's your leading scorer out there, picking up foul number four, 45 seconds to go. Probably going to need him for this last 45. Now, if the Oilers can just hit their foul shots, they can walk away with the W. And they got the right guy at the line, Hagen Justice. He's already got 16. He's going to get another crack at this 1-1. That one rims out, and a rebound by Land. Life for the Warriors. Spikes crossing the timeline. Get the screen from Land. Comes around it. Stops. Gives it right back to Land. 4-3 from the wing. Bounces around. Won't drop it. A sky in for the rebound is Justice. Oh, and he pushed off. And he pushed off hard with his offhand. And Torrance took a shot in the face. And he had the rebound. Didn't really need to do it. And just kind of pushing off. It looked like he felt Torrance, Cale Torrance, right underneath him and shoved him to the ground. And that will be a foul on Justice. It's first foul of the game. And we're going to get a timeout here with 32 seconds to go. 56-50. Merritt in front of Hammond. We got 32 seconds left in a tight one. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury. I came home to fight depression, anxiety, and alcohol.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
With DAV's help, I've built a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is just experiencing life.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome back. Here in Elk City, home team leading 56-50. Merritt leads Hammond right now, but a big foul there by Hagen. Justice is going to have some big free throws upcoming. Should be one and one. Not sure who's going to shoot them. Right? Nope, they're going to inbound it under the hoop. Now, again, it's an offensive foul. I guess I never thought of that. So one more offensive foul. Hammond maintains possession. Because it was on the rebound, but it was a push-off with the offhand. So technically, that's going to be a change of possession for Justice and then the offensive push-off. So no free throws here, even though it's the seventh team foul there for the Merritt Oilers, or the eighth, rather. Got to inbound it. The Spikes, they get it to Torrance. Comes up shooting and heaves one up and tried to get the foul, didn't get the call. Missed a shot and a rebound under by Carr. And Torrance thought he got hacked. They're going to say no. That's going to be a foul now on the quick foul up on purpose on the other end by Hammond, trying to put the Oilers at the free throw line. They're going to put Zach Carr there, and that'll be the third foul on Josh Land, who's had a whale of a game tonight. Land with 15. 27.8 left. 1-1, and knocked it down, and that was the big one. You had to hit one of them, and Zach Carr's got eight. And now it's a three-possession game with 27.8 to go. We're going to get another timeout. We'll keep it right here. Coach Beers got a few of them to burn. So one foul left for Hammond after this. Three for the Merritt Oilers, but they got a 57-50 lead. And right now, Coach Beers just drawing up what to do if this doesn't go in. Now, that free throw is enormous because now you're going to need three possessions. And all the Oilers are going to have to do is make some foul shots. And they can go move on to 11-7. Pretty good run here late. This is a team third in the Bi-County Tournament, fourth in the Merritt Tournament, fifth in the Five-County. They won 5 of 7 coming in. Really starting to figure out their identity at the right time are these Merritt Oilers. And this is not easy coming in and beating a team three times. I don't care who it is. And this is a Hammond team with a lot of athletes and a lot of leapers. And Merritt has done a nice job tonight holding them off in what you kind of figured third chance, third time around would be a much closer game, and that's what we've had tonight. But the Oilers can put it away if they just take the time and hit their foul shots. Zach Carr going to get his second opportunity here for the senior. He eyes it up, and that one no good. And tipped around by Hammond. Finally, Trey Torrance comes away with it, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. And that is not what you want if you're Merritt, because you're going to slow the game down with no clock off. That foul will be on Dornan, his third, but it's a 1-1 now for Trey Torrance, and only 1 second off the clock. So if he hits them both, he can cut it to 5. But it's a 1-1, so he's got to hit the first one first. Torrance, first shot, up and down, nothing but net. He's got 18. Nice night for number 3, points the sky there. Second opportunity, lead is now 6. He can make it 5. And then you're going to see Hammond jump into some quick pressure, I would imagine. And the second one rolls in for Trey. He's got 19. Press on. Merritt's got inbound it. Justice has it. Flips it over to Carr. Carr's got the basketball. Right back to Hagen. Justice. Now Hammond's got a foul, and they got a foul quickly ahead. And almost stolen away by Torrance, but he stepped on the line. Almost got a clean steal. No foul called. But it's going to stay here with Merritt. 19.1 to go. 5-point lead. Hammond needs a steal or a foul quickly. Justice breaks out. Little tries to track him down, and he fouls him on purpose. But that may be fouling the wrong guy with 16 points on the night. Little has yet to foul today. Still a 1-1. After this, it will be two shots the rest of the way, the last 17.9 seconds. And Justice with the first one. Short-armed it. Ball goes back to Hammond. 16 seconds. Land with the basketball. 13 seconds. Flips it over to Little. Goes off his foot and out of bounds. And the miscommunication and back to Merritt. And a missed opportunity there for the Warriors. Got a little too lackadaisical with the basketball. And now there's 10.9 seconds left, and they got a foul quick, and they didn't call it. Little's got a track down Carr. He gets it ahead to Hamilton quickly in the corner to Skelton. 4 seconds left, and no one can foul for Hammond, and that is going to do it. The Oilers hang on, 57-52. They come out with a W here at homecoming. Merritt takes down Hammond. We'll be back after this to wrap this thing up and to get you on your way here. Final score, 57-52, Merritt over Hammond. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Connor spent 5 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
But with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Connor now has the love and support of a forever family.
After I was adopted, it was amazing. I felt happy.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
K101.
Ask Monty. I don't care who you are. Ask Monty.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Welcome back here in Elk City. Home team holds serve on homecoming, 57-52. Merritt Oilers coming out on top of the Hammond Warriors on the boys' side. And earlier, it was the girls' turn, Hammond Lady Warriors, to know why they're the number two team in Class B with a 48-36 win over the Merritt Oilerettes, the 11th-ranked team in Class 2A. A couple good games. And the boys' game, a little bit of scoring output at the end. Exciting game here between these two squads. And a lot of good athletes on the floor. For the Merritt Oilers, your leading scorer tonight was Hagen Justice. Had a fantastic game. 16 points, 8 for Zach Carr, 8 for Kobe Skelton. And really, almost everybody got in the scorebook here for Merritt, which is what makes them a fun team to watch. Nick Dornan had 2. Chase Hamilton with 2. 6 for Riley Herndon off the bench. 8 for Tristan Prater off the bench. 5 for Jack Edler off the bench. 2 for Case Carlson off the bench. A lot of bench production. And basically, it felt like there were 10 starters out there for the Merritt Oilers. Great job there by Coach Lobb and the Oilers coming away with the W. And a hard-fought victory by Hammond coming in, playing a team that's beat you twice. The guys hung tough there at the end. Trey Torrance was spectacular. He had 19. Josh Land with 15. Did a lot of little things tonight. Played really well, did the senior. Cleed Ivey with 6. Jackson Spikes with 3. Alex Little with 2. Cale Torrance off the bench with a big 7 as well. The only bench scorer tonight for the Hammond Warriors. And they needed every bit of those points trying to hang tough and just ran out of time at the end. Second half Really played well in that second half. They cut a lead, what was a 10-point lead at the half, down to as many as three, but then just couldn't quite claw back into it. Coming out 57-52 ended up being the final. And some other scores from around the state. We did have some girls' scores that were final a little bit earlier. As we mentioned, Shattuck had beaten Morrison by 20. Frontier beats Viside by 10, 55-45. These are all girls' scores. Watauga beats Moreland 60-39. As we look at down the line here, Sealing wins big 77-24 over Hinton. That was a Sealing holding, really just blowing people out all season. That's really all their scores look similar to that, or most of them at any rate. As Class B got some other big scores as Lomega won big. I'm not sure what the final was, but we'll see if we can track it down here. We will try to bring you Lomega here next week. We'll see if we can we want to get a look at the Raiders as they're got their eyes on, and Hammond's got their eyes on Lomega as well. Lomega wins 78-33 over Timberlake. So the Lady Warriors showing they can play. Now, they were up. They played Lomega and had them actually down around halftime. So they played them as tough as anybody this year. Arnett, by the way, eventually pulled away from below 55-26. They come out with the win there. So here, final score 57-52. On the guy side, on the ladies' side, Hammond Lady Warriors 48-36 winners. Jolie Walker, great game tonight for the seniors. She had 16 for the Lady Warriors. Daly Pollard, 13 for the Merritt Oilerettes in the loss. As the Merritt drops in the ladies' side, they dropped 13-4. The Warrior ladies moved to 18-4. And on the guy's side, the Merritt Oiler fellas, they moved to 11-7. And the Hammond Warrior fellas moved to 10 and dropped to 10-12 there. As for Merritt, Hagen Justice, leading scorer, 16-19 for Trey Torrance and the Hammond Warriors. Next up for both these squads, looks like Hammond's going to have to go right back to it. They're scheduled to play Hollis tomorrow at 3 on a Saturday game. So going to be back-to-back nights of basketball for the Warriors. And for the Merritt, they're going to draw Cheyenne Raiden. That's going to be a Tuesday. So only a few games left, about three or four games left for each team before we get to the playoffs. And a nice showing by both these squads is right now seniors homecoming. They're going to actually give away homecoming king and queen here. We're going to keep it right here for a second. As we'll see if Merritt is going to – they're going to introduce – interesting they did not do this at halftime. They're doing it after the game for homecoming for the Oilers. As right now, Lexi Frazier and Zach Carr going to take it out to midcourt. And they're going to eventually award one of these three couples homecoming king or queen. And right now it's Frazier and Carr, and they're getting a walk-up for Lexi Frazier and her date at midcourt. I did not think they were going to do this after the game, so we're going to keep it right here for 1 second. And we'll see how long this takes before they award this. Now we're going to get Hagen Justice up next. This may take way too long. We may have to wait and we'll see how long this goes here. We'll give it a second. But right now they're slowly taking their time walking up to the court. As Jamie Pfeffer and Hagen Justice coming up next. This is my first for me. Usually they do not award the homecoming king and queen till or at the end of the game. But we can update you on some other guys' scores kind of around the area as we get ready. Hagen Justice and Jamie Pfeffer walk across the floor. And they're going to be the last two here coming. By the way, Arapaho Butler beat Cheyenne on the boys' side, 39-26. Cherokee over Canton, 40-31 tonight. These are all guys' scores. 44-39, Pioneer over Ringwood. Shattuck, no final on there. Now Daly Pollard's going to come out on the floor, the last of the three homecoming candidates. And it looks like I also want to thank some sponsors before we get out of here. We can take care of that business while we wait to see who wins the homecoming king and queen. Skelton's going to be out there with Daly Pollard. Go to Skelton. And we want to thank Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block. Couldn't do it without you guys. Also want to thank everybody back at the studio. CJ Montgomery, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, Sean Kelly, Tyler Riggs out there in Boomerland calling the Woodward Boomer game tonight against Clinton, and Brooke Williams, owner-operator at K101. As we also want to thank all you guys. Everybody does a fantastic job for us. We also want to mention Tuesday we will be in Fairview. Cashin going to take on Fairview, so you want to catch that on Round Ball Roundup. As we wait, we now await eagerly to see who wins this award. Homecoming King and Queen about to be announced here at Merritt High School. and they've got the music playing and the pause for dramatic effect. And we'll see. They still have they all play basketball, all six of them. The 2022 basketball king, Kobe Skelton. There goes Kobe. 8 points tonight and a crown. So good on Mr. Skelton. And the homecoming queen. Daly Pollard. 13 tonight, leading scorer and the homecoming queen. What a night for Daly Pollard, and what a night for you. And a thank you for joining us. Again, final score from Hammond, 57-50, or final score from Merritt, 57-52. Merritt takes down Hammond on the boys' side, and the Hammond Lady Warriors take down the Merritt Oilerettes, 48-36. Again, join us on Tuesday. We will be in Fairview, Cashin, taking on Fairview for Round Ball Roundup. For everybody back at K101, for everybody out there driving home, be safe going home, everybody, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101. Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. The executive producer of Round Ball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of K101, your tri-state leader in sports. K101.